I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. One of the great pleasures of a film critic's life is discovering good movies that the studios don't know what to do with. And the latest example is Splice. I don't want to oversell this terrific little sci-fi horror flick. It's not a masterpiece, and you'll recognize plenty of borrowings from the Frankenstein myth and other sources. But you'll have a lovely, scary time along the way. Dr. Frankenstein has been split into a pair of hotshot genetic engineers played by Adrian Brody and Sarah Polley. For the greater glory of the pharmaceutical giant that employs them, the nerdy Clive and the neurotic Elsa have already created a couple of slimy monsters called Fred and Ginger. But their lab is to be shut down out of fear that they've gone too far, so of course they go farther. The result is a misbegotten creature partly made of human DNA. All you need to know about her, yes, she's a she, is that she's called Dren, which is nerd spelled backwards, and that after a particularly colicky childhood, she's played by a particularly seductive French actress named Delphine Chaney-Ack. Brody and Polley are both superb in complementary ways, Clive with his edgy intelligence and Elsa with her neediness that lifts her mother and daughter relationship with Dren into the realm of dulcet madness. Splice was directed by Vincenzo Natali from an extremely smart screenplay that he wrote with Antoinette Terry Bryant and Doug Taylor. The film takes itself frivolously when that's appropriate. Some of it is charmingly silly. And seriously, when it springs all sorts of good surprises. What's the worst that could happen? Elsa asks toward the end. You don't want to know, but you really do. Undine plays on our need to believe in myths without rewarding it. This strangely perfunctory fable was written and directed by Neil Jordan. Colin Farrell is Syracuse, an Irish fisherman who catches a mysterious young woman in his net. She's played by Alicia Bakleda, and she's very pretty, but is she or isn't she a mermaid? You certainly want her to be, especially if you remember Daryl Hannah in Splash. One thing that's safe to tell you is that she calls herself Undine, a name more suggestive of mermaidism than, say, Gertie. Another is that she's briefly intrigued by fishnet stockings. Still another is that her presence on his boat has a dramatic influence on his catch. All she has to do is sing, and his net comes up overflowing with salmon. That raises a question about whose side she's on. A mermaid might be expected to warn off her scaly friends, not draw them in with her siren song. But the movie raises other questions, too. Why is Syracuse's gravely ill daughter so insufferably precocious? Why is the dialogue so muffled and clipped that it's hard to understand? Why didn't Neil Jordan spend more time grounding his self-enchanted script in some semblance of reality? Unlike Splash, this film finally goes plop. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.